From the Pit to the Palace, Genesis chapter 50, verse 20. But as for you, you meant evil against me, but God meant it for good, in order to bring it about as it is this day, to save many people alive. Sometimes life feels like a series of shattered dreams. One moment, we're full of purpose and hope. The next, we're standing in the ashes of disappointment, wondering if God forgot our name. This is the space Joseph knew all too well. And yet, his story teaches us that when we surrender our suffering to the sovereignty of God, even betrayal can birth destiny. Before Joseph became a prince in Egypt, he was a dreamer. But his dreams didn't immediately come with applause. They came with envy. He was despised by his brothers, stripped of his colorful robe, and sold for 20 pieces of silver. If we pause the story there, it would read like a tragedy. But God doesn't write tragedies without resurrection. The same God who watched Joseph descend into a pit was already orchestrating a path to the palace, and not just for Joseph, but for the salvation of many. Our lives often feel like fragmented scenes from an unfinished script, but as we walk with God, we begin to see that nothing is wasted, not betrayal, not injustice, not prison cells, and not the pain we didn't choose. The story of Joseph is more than ancient biography. It's a prophetic mirror. It reminds us that faithfulness in the dark seasons is often the key to unlocking God's brightest promises. Joseph was 17 when his story took a sharp turn. He was the favorite son of Jacob, and his father made that favoritism obvious with a richly colored coat, a symbol of distinction in a family already burdened by tension. When Joseph began to share dreams of his family bowing before him, his brother's jealousy boiled into rage. Jealousy isn't just an emotion. It's a slow erosion of covenant consciousness. Joseph's brothers, all sons of the covenant, forgot their identity in a moment of resentment. They were supposed to be carriers of God's promise, but they traded that calling for convenience and revenge. They sold their own brother and told their father he was dead. Isn't it sobering that we can be so close to covenant, yet miss the heart of God because of unaddressed jealousy? But Joseph, thrown into a cistern and sold into slavery, didn't curse God. He didn't allow his pain to harden his spirit. Instead, he chose faithfulness in the face of betrayal. Egypt represented everything foreign and unjust. Joseph wasn't there by choice. He arrived as property, stripped of family and freedom. But in Genesis chapter 39, verse 2, we read something astonishing. The Lord was with Joseph, and he was a successful man. Pause here. Success in God's eyes doesn't require favorable conditions, only faithful character. Even in slavery, Joseph walked in integrity. Potiphar saw something different in him. So did the prison warden when Joseph was unjustly jailed because of a false accusation. And so did Pharaoh, who would later hand him the keys to the entire kingdom. Wherever Joseph went, the presence of God followed. Why? Because God is not limited by our location. He honors our dedication. This is where many young adults get stuck. When life doesn't unfold according to plan, we assume we're outside God's will. But the story of Joseph dismantles that idea. God often develops purpose through pain and clarity through chaos. Imagine Joseph's mental and emotional state. He had done everything right, and yet the wrong things kept happening: betrayed, enslaved, falsely accused, imprisoned, forgotten. But nowhere in the story do we see Joseph quitting. He didn't say, "What's the point of being faithful when faithfulness brings pain?" Instead, he understood something most of us wrestle to accept. We are not responsible for the outcomes, only for our obedience. Potiphar's wife tried to seduce him, and Joseph ran. He chose integrity over temporary pleasure. For that, he ended up in prison. The world would say he lost, but heaven was watching. God doesn't test our character with comfort. He refines it in the furnace of trials. Integrity isn't just about resisting temptation. It's about trusting that God sees the unseen sacrifices and honors them in his perfect timing. Joseph's story proves that purity may cost you in the short term, but it will protect your purpose in the long run. Faithfulness is the bridge between the pit and the palace. After interpreting Pharaoh's dreams and offering wise counsel, Joseph was catapulted to second in command over all of Egypt. One moment, he was wearing prison rags. The next, royal robes. But don't mistake this as the result of talent alone. Egypt had no shortage of smart people. What set Joseph apart was the evidence of God's favor born out of a life of faithfulness. Talent may get you noticed, but only integrity will keep you elevated. In God's kingdom, promotion is not a reward for perfection. It's the result of consistent trust in God, even when no one else is watching. For those reading this who feel stuck in a prison season, remember, palace doors often swing open for those who stay faithful behind prison bars. One of the most breathtaking moments in Joseph's life wasn't his rise to power. It was his choice to forgive the very brothers who once plotted his death. He had the authority to destroy them, but instead, he wept, embraced them, and said words that have echoed through centuries. "You meant evil against me, but God meant it for good." Only someone who has walked with God can say something like that. Forgiveness isn't forgetting the pain. It's remembering the pain through the lens of God's purpose. Forgiveness makes space for healing, not just for us, but for the very people who once wounded us. Joseph didn't minimize the offense. He maximized the sovereignty of God. If you're harboring unforgiveness today, pause and ask, what if the very people who hurt you are part of the redemption story God is writing? We live in a culture obsessed with speed, visibility, and platform. But the gospel exalts something countercultural, faithfulness and obscurity. In Luke chapter 16, verse 10, Jesus said, "He who is faithful in what is least is faithful also in much." God doesn't measure us by viral impact. He measures by quiet obedience. He's looking for those who will serve when it's unseen, pray when it's inconvenient, forgive when it's unfair, and remain steadfast when it's unpopular. Faithfulness isn't flashy, but it will carry you through famine, betrayal, and isolation. It preserves the covenant. It multiplies blessings. It unlocks the kind of influence that platforms can't manufacture. In the end, Joseph's story wasn't just about him. It was about God preserving a promise. The covenant made to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob was hanging in the balance. If Joseph had compromised in Potiphar's house, the covenant might have collapsed. If he had gotten bitter in prison, the promise could have stalled. But Joseph remained faithful, and because of that, God saved nations. Your faithfulness today may not just be about your own blessing, it may be the key to generational preservation. God is still writing covenant stories through ordinary people who choose to be faithful in hostile environments. So, don't get discouraged when no one notices your effort. Heaven is taking notes, and the reward may not just change your life, it may change your family, your future, and your legacy. Action points for today. Choose faithfulness in one area you've been tempted to give up on. Maybe it's purity. Maybe it's a daily prayer time. Maybe it's showing up to serve even when it feels unnoticed. Faithfulness starts small. Forgive someone who wronged you and let go of the need for revenge. Journal a prayer for them. Release them to God. Stop comparing your journey. Joseph didn't have Instagram. He couldn't see how everyone else was doing. He just kept showing up every day with excellence and integrity. Ask God to show you the bigger picture. What covenant might your obedience be protecting? Let us close with this word of prayer. Father, thank you for Joseph's story, a mirror of grace in the middle of injustice, a reminder that purpose lives even in the prison. Forgive us for the times we've resented the process, abandoned the small assignments, or doubted your faithfulness in hidden seasons. Teach us to trust you when the dream feels distant. Strengthen us to walk with integrity when no one sees. Give us courage to forgive like Joseph and faith to believe that every detour has divine design. We want to live lives that preserve the covenant, that reflect your beauty, and that prepare us for the purpose you've written over our lives. Develop our character, refine our hearts, and use our faithfulness to save many. In the name of Jesus, amen.